wear their long white hose and red velvet shoes and a red velvet dress that comes around to their knees, and they carry a great big, what looks like a mace to me, a great big silver mace. And the poor men were so old, you know, that they really would like to go down and help them. And they followed the Blessed Sacrament. And then behind that, another band. And they had benediction, and I understand about 2 hours later, all the troops would were going to march. But they had a, they went back after the Blessed Sacrament passed and all, they went back to the, where they were supposed to be assembled, I guess you'd say. And they ran to the streets with fixed bayonets. And I thought, oh dear God, you know, in the United States, if you ever saw troops with fixed bayonets, except for some of the riots like in Mississippi or places like that, right, the whole country would be horrified, and here they use it so casually as a, it's a sign of respect, I guess. But when I had never seen them this way before, not during traumatic times, certainly, and when I took a look at them, I said to Maria, why the fixed bayonet? And she didn't even know what I meant. And then she says, oh, out of respect. But it was a very interesting procession, not like ours in Holy Name, I must say. And the people were not terribly rowdy. they were fairly quiet. As I say, 6 months ago, I might have found some of this rather difficult, but I enjoyed it. And of course, Marie and Pauline and Jane and I were together, and my grandmother was there, and Maria's uncle and her aunt. The uncle must be about my age, I guess, and the aunt must be only in her 20s, and her boyfriend, and the twins, Carlos and Roberto. And I'm forever getting them, you know, it's so impossible, but that's the only game I can play with them, really, is to try to guess which one is which, because I have no, I can't speak well enough to them. A few words. They're awfully cute. And then we came back, and Mary Jane and I rode out to the beach to take a look at around sunset, you know, and it was lovely. And we came back, and here I am, ready for bed. I have the weekend duty, so I probably won't have an awful lot of news for you, but I do like to tell you the things as they happen. Let me check and see if this is working okay, all right? It seems to be. Anyhow, as I say, I like to tell you things as they happen, because then they're more interesting to you, and as I say, I have a better recollection of them. And Mary Jane was kind of impressed with it, too. And I think it's nicer to see them in a little smaller communities like this, because, you, of course, then we have the advantage of being up at the balcony. Well, one of the reasons I think it's better is that you're not pushed and it's not so commercial. Although, you know, just before the first communicants, there was a little boy out there selling some kind of hard rolls or something like that. I thought, oh, golly, I guess our Lord understands. And we did enjoy ourselves. Certainly, as I say, it's very different from our Corpus Christi procession at home. I was trying to tell this to Maria, to explain it to her, that we also celebrate this. But of course, it isn't a holiday of obligation for us. I did go to Mass and Communion today, though, on the base. The Spanish priest said Mass. And at 12:30. So, we just had it in a small chapel. And it was nice. We didn't have any type of procession or anything like that. Father came over on the ward to give the patients communion. He's very, very pleasant and very kind to the patients, too. Because as I've said before, I think that even though he is a former army chaplain, though, I think he has the idea that most Americans are pagans. And he never ceases to be amazed that he finds so many of us who are actual Catholics. But I'd like to